Among the Americans who have died this week in Iraq, or died this month in Iraq, rather, is Marine Second Lieutenant Joshua Booth. His family buried his body this afternoon in Bedford, Virginia. Booth was 23 years old. He was killed by a sniper in Haditha last week. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR has this story.
Sitting on their living room couch in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, Deborah and Jack Booth remember their son from better days, like when he was 3 years old. Deborah says it was Christmas Eve when her husband tripped over a rope tied from the kitchen table to the door to the garage.
We still didn't know exactly what was going on, and the next morning, Josh comes running down, and instead of looking for his presents, he's looking in the kitchen because he had set a trap for Santa Claus, and he was wondering if he'd caught him.
The boy, who cared more about wrapping up Saint Nick than unwrapping gifts, took everything so seriously. His dad, Jack, a history buff, gave some direction to that energy. Josh was captivated by the Civil War and gave a report on it in second grade.
He had me dress him up as General Lee. And we said, well, Josh, you know there might be a problem going on the bus as General Lee. And he said, no, no problem, Dad. And so that's just the way he was.
By high school, Josh Booth had his jaw set for the Marine Corps. He even turned down a college scholarship from the Army to go instead to the Citadel for its ties to the Corps. His mother says Josh always took the most challenging path.
I was in awe of him. I mean, it's funny to be in awe of your own child. But I really was. Where he got the focus, I've never seen him prouder than the day he was commissioned a Marine.
He married the same weekend. Daughter Grace was born in August last year. His family says Josh was as happy as a father as he was a Marine. It's evident in the home videos they gathered to watch after his death.
I'm recording video.
Okay.
Josh taped this one in April.
Grace. Grace. Gaga.
The last time Josh saw his daughter, September, when he left for his first tour in Iraq, he told his family it was more dangerous than they could imagine, and even asked his 11-year-old nephew to be a father figure to his daughter, Grace. His sister, Melissa DeVera, says she could hear the gravity in his voice when he phoned her from Iraq.
When Josh was little, this is embarrassing, but he used to call me Sissy. And I hadn't heard him call me that since he was probably 10. And he said, I love you, Sissy.
Mother Deborah Booth says her son's devotion to the military gives her comfort.
There is nothing about this that doesn't make me proud. I'm not angry. I suppose I should be, but I just know him. In his 23 years, I can honestly say he lived the way he wanted to, and we let him do that, and he died the way he would have wanted to die.
A sniper's bullet killed Marine Second Lieutenant Joshua Booth while he was leading his platoon on foot through Haditha October 17th. He had made one final arrangement with his wife in the case of his death, choosing the name of their next child. His wife's pregnant with a son. Tristan Joshua Booth is due after Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.